Every day after school, Maggie Bernard hangs out with her best friend.
Hey, bud.
They have a snack.
Yeah, you hungry? Think you're just a piggy because you eat grass all day.
They almost have their own language.
I talk to him like he's a human and he can, like, communicate. I mean, he can communicate, but not, like, in English.
His name is Noble, and Maggie describes him as a big marshmallow.
He's a very stocky white horse.
A big and wise marshmallow.
He's like an old man. He can teach us a lot, and he's really kind and sweet.
Hi, sir. Come here.
Maggie takes Noble by the reins, and they walk together in the horse paddock. If you look closely, you may notice Maggie limping. It's not much, but her right foot drags a little.
Well, I have something called cerebral palsy. Like, when I was little, it was harder for me to walk.
Maggie met Noble when she was 4 years old. She started riding him for a school program for kids with disabilities on Martha's Vineyard. At first, they would put Maggie on Noble's back, and she would just sit there. Eventually, when she turned 8, she got strong enough to ride Noble by herself.
You can connect with the horse, and it can help move your body in ways that you might not be capable of moving your body otherwise.
Today, Maggie walks with no assistance. Maggie's mom, Kate Devane, says Maggie became Noble's main caretaker.
She and Noble have kind of had a partnership all along, and she has overcome her disability with Noble. I think she feels like she's Noble's person and Noble is her horse.
But after all these years of riding, grooming, and spoiling,
I used to give him candy canes, like for Christmas.
Noble is feeling his age. This year he turned 27. That's around 78 in human years. He injured his knee and couldn't carry weight anymore. So Maggie stopped riding him.
At that point, we thought he was no longer able to work.
That's Sarah McKay, the executive director of Misty Meadows Learning Center, Noble's home. They have 12 therapy horses. But a horse like Noble that doesn't ride is something they couldn't afford as a nonprofit.
So we had made the agreement that we would find a really great retirement home for Noble. That's when, in early summer, we found a home for him.
Well, the morning he left, I was here very early, and I came and I, like, brushed him. I got all his tack ready and stuff, and we loaded him into the trailer. And then I followed the trailer to where he was going to be staying until he moved off-island to the new barn.
But Noble had other plans. And 7 days after his transfer,
we got told that he escaped during the night.
Maggie could hardly believe it. Noble broke out of his stable and started walking to his old farm, the place where he and Maggie rode together. He walked for 6 miles. Sarah, the center's director, says he almost made it back when a police officer found him at 5 a.m., hurt and exhausted.
His feet were sore, probably like stone bruises from his journey.
Sarah realized it would be hard to keep the retirement plan for Noble. He had made it very clear he didn't want to leave. So Misty Meadows bought him back.
I just think he's too smart for his own good sometimes. So he's very strong-headed. So when he wants something, he'll get it.
Since his breakout, Noble has been taking it easy. Doctor's orders. But at the end of each long day, it's Maggie he returns to for an afternoon conversation between old friends.
Love you, buddy. Yeah. You good boy.
For WCAI's Ways of Life, I'm Giovanna Romano Sanchez on Martha's Vineyard.